on Christmas Eve, we took a count. There were about 468 people still in the building then. I think the number is reducing. There are people looking for alternatives in the inner city. We've got options in Soweto to be able to offer them if they prepare to move there. So we're hoping that we're going to be able to open alternatives for them and that they won't. Well, they will not. I'm saying they won't end up on the street.
What is the impact, well, as you're talking about now, that your hope is that everyone is accommodated and they will not end up on the street? How is this closing to the refugees impacting their lives?
Well, you know, many of them have stayed here for quite a long time. The longest must be 10 years at least. And obviously the mood in the building is very subdued. Some of it's very sad, you know, because this has been a place of safety. For many, it's been a place of healing. For many, it's been a place of giving them back some place of dignity.
And what's your message to any well-wishers that might be concerned? Many Zimbabweans will be listening to this who are interested in how they might be able to assist.
Well, you know, first of all, if there are any people in the city of Johannesburg that can open a space, highly, highly appreciated. If anybody in positions of influence can find a building in the inner city that we can begin to use, highly appreciated.